Can you just talk about how it worked out for your pitching staff today, given the situation you were in, what Nick was able to do, and then what your plan was there that worked the last two
days? Yeah, I mean, it almost went to script, right? I mean, went for it yesterday. Guys brought it home. Two of the guys that were had a couple of days off yesterday were in the fight yesterday and were super efficient and allowed them to be able to go today, even though they went multiples. But his story starts with the starter today. With Nicky, I thought he's fantastic. Everything was on display. It was, pretty much self-explanatory. He was dominating the counts. Fastball was going where he wanted to. Had a lot of life to it. Sweeper was good. Him and Diaz on the same page. He was lights out and, clean seven. And we had no margin for error. So good for him. And then went right to where it was going to be interchangeable with Estrada and Morihon, depending on where it landed. And righty showed up. And Jeremiah took it down. And I got help with a really nice play by Wadey. That was a nice play in the hole. And then we really liked what Diaz did to lead off with Young. That was a heck of a play. But even before that play, he's got his radar up like, hey, both corners watch the bunt. I mean, we played these guys three games, and our corner guys were aware he's going to do it. But his own mindset, and then boom, he jumps out of there, and he's in a position to go make an elite play to lead off the inning of the ninth. And Morihon was able to get two tough hitters to bring it home.
And then clearly you had your lineup set up so Arise would be up in the RBI situation.
Yeah.
Could you just talk about how your thought process on that, since we didn't get to talk to you before the game, and then how it did work out?
It worked out. Like I said last night, Luke can hit regardless of circumstance, left, right. You got it. Like him leading off, like him hitting four. He's hit two good portion of the season. As we look at the lineup and start to explore, pretty much right now at the exact halfway point of the season. It just made some sense that, let's get him back to a spot he's been productive in, which is every spot. And then look at Manny, who's taking great at bats, righty, lefty. Let's look at Jackson, and he can pretty much hit anywhere. He's, in a good spot. And it feels like I've talked about with Toddy, he's a little bit of the linchpin to all this. He's a guy that can legitimately hit anywhere in the lineup. And so when you start looking at it, you go, man, it's a good feeling for him to turn it back over, and there's Toddy. But it's also a good feeling to turn it back over, and there's Louie. It's also a good feeling to have him, Toddy have some traffic in front of him, be able to see some pitches and go down that road. So like the look of it, it's always going to be a little bit fluid.
Why today for that? You said the halfway point, just kind of shaking things up today, facing a lefty. Like, what was the decision behind going for it?
Like I said, before Jackson went on the had a situation with the concussion, I was getting my head around him hitting second, and then when that kind of broke, started looking at it, and why today? It just made sense. We talked about it, thought about it internally. It's a conversation we do have with the guys that are involved with it. There's a comfort level with those guys, and everybody was really, really comfortable with it, had their head around it, so we rolled it out.
You're not a guy, you've said that you're not a guy that generally shakes up the lineup often, but now you have top four guys that have all worked. Like, what does that do for you? Could that do for you?
Listen, here's the deal with it. When you have good players, it creates a lot of options, and, there's rhyme or reason to all of it, but we have a deeper club. It was on display tonight. We were sure it'll come up. Some questions about Bogey. Crony's getting a day off. So we were able to, go win a game without two of our, guys that contribute for us on both sides of the ball. And but those first four guys are, somewhat interchangeable and, just trying to find the right mix.
You basically did my job for me, but how is Bogey?
We feel like he's going to be okay. It was aggravated last night. Again, I wanted to be intentional about the day off tomorrow, which I'll get to in a minute. And, so we just said, let's just not do any activity today. Let's let him just rest today, take advantage of tomorrow, evaluate on Friday. But the play at the plate yesterday did, bang him up a little bit. And so it was just, if there was going to be a day, ideally it was today, So got it, going to give him two full days and evaluate on Friday. So it's also a great opportunity for me to say a couple things, about the club at the halfway point. First of all, great homestand, two series in a row, which we talked about getting back to doing that and have done it and look forward to continue to do it. It's not really a State of the Union for the entire first half. It's more of like a real appreciation and love for this team for the last, 27 days. You know, rightfully have been asked. The radar's been up. You know, hey, you got a stretch coming up. Not only have a lot of games, a lot of interdivision games. And I could not be more proud of this team, the way they've handled this stretch. My admiration and appreciation and love for this team is even higher than it was, which is saying something, because I got so much respect and admiration for this club. But, you talk about being battle-tested, the season will do that, again, rightfully because of the questions I've received, before it, middle of it, towards the end of it, how you handling it. And then we had, we had a lot to take place in those 26 games. Really hard-fought contest, have guys going out, Jackson going out, really starters, young starters proving themselves in tough environments. Last night on display, right towards the end of it, the unfortunate incident with Berger coming out of the game, guys stepping up right at the end of that. We got a situation today where, we don't have a guy at the end of the game that, it's serving his suspension, and two guys step up, and, that's what great teams have. They have guys that just get it done, and one of the internal mantras we have is about just winners finding solutions, and that's what this group is a bunch of good guys that love playing together, play for each other, play together, and just a bunch of good teammates that ball out regardless of the situation. And, it's also a time, and when we look, the staff does their job, but and publicly, we don't expect a lot of fanfare, including myself, but it's a tip of the hat to the staff as well. Preparation on point, regardless, there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. That is our jobs, but it's they're still humans, and they turn that over really quickly in the travel and the medical staff and the strength conditioning staff, and it's just a really, really elite staff that we have here that serves our players, and it's an honor to partner with them to do this, but they deserve a tip of the hat too. This is a really nice organizational effort over the last tough stretch and setting us up for, a really positive, moving forward, but we just got to continue to grow on it.
Is it a scheduled day off for Carnival, or was it that?
It was a scheduled day off. We had gone back and forth, at least I had, and then made a decision, and, today was his day, and, usually Jake's like, I got to keep my left up a little bit with Jake and Manny and Toddy and everybody, Bogey and Louie, all the regulars. But he was like, yeah, it's probably about time, So it was good for him to not have to come off the bench and do anything, get two full days.
Is Burger, is that just still a bruise? And as far as
Yeah, still a bruise. We'll really, feel good about, not what happened, but the severity of it. Clearly, we had to make a move. Works in concert with the bullpen situation, but he's going to go with us, play catch, and then we expect him to get back to being able to, throw in some form or fashion off a mound soon, and then get back to a progression that keeps him built up. And at the moment, don't anticipate this being a longer, more than the 15 days. But as we all know, it's you never know. I haven't yet. I saw a couple guys in the clubhouse, and but no, I haven't had a report yet, but we'll get it to you soon.
Jose Iglesias is releasing a song, I believe, when you guys are on the road.
Oh, okay, great. I did some background work on it, so, I'm not a guy that likes any credit, but I think it's really good. I'm grateful for the opportunity to play the tambourine in the back of it. The dancing's probably not as good as he would have liked. I think it's probably going to get edited out. No, but all seriousness, this guy's a super talented guy. We've enjoyed having him on the club, and, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure I'll download it, and it'll be a fun thing. I think we're pretty hyped on as it is. This is a group that, I always appreciate when we have things that, we can rally around, our fans get supportive of, and, a song can help. But the fact of the matter is, this is a team that doesn't need anything. This team's already hyped.